Memory is a funny thing. It can change over the years, sometimes by a couple hundred feet.
You know, those home runs that I hit went 550 feet instead of barely making it over the fence, but who cares?
That's Art Shamsky talking about the 14 home runs he hit in 1969 as a utility player for the New York Mets. But memory can do more than exaggerate. It can fade and even disappear altogether. Only a game's Gary Wallach has the story.
As any Mets fan from the age of 2 to 102 will repeatedly tell you, the 1969 baseball season was full of a rare kind of magic. The Mets were horrible during their first six seasons, and only somewhat better than that in 1968. But on the very first day of 1969 spring training, Mets manager Gil Hodges had a message for his team. Again, Art Shamsky.
He basically said, you know, you guys are better than you think. You lost a lot of one-run games. If you can find some way to win those close games, anything can happen. And basically, he was right.
After a lousy start, the Mets went on an 11-game late spring winning streak behind the lockdown pitching of Jerry Kuzman and 24-year-old ace Tom Seaver.
And any time he pitched, you know that he was capable of pitching a complete game and winning.
When the 1969 regular season ended, the Mets were 162. Tom Seaver finished with 25 wins and just 7 losses. He'd later win the National League Cy Young Award. He was widely celebrated in New York as Tom Terrific, but his teammates also knew him as the humble heart and soul of the team. The Mets made the World Series, but many predicted New York's Cinderella season would end there against the powerful Baltimore Orioles. Seaver took the mound for Game 1, and the Mets lost, but they bounced back to sweep the next four games.
There's a fly ball hit out to left, waiting is Jones. The Mets are the world champions.
The Mets were heroes in New York.
I've talked to a lot of people over the years, and probably 150,000 have told me they were at the last game on October 16th, 1969, when we won the World Series. And I think Shea Stadium at the time probably held 53,000 at most. And either they were there in spirit or they were there in person. It doesn't make any difference because I just think, you know, they were there.
In the years and decades that followed, members of the amazing Mets remained in the public eye. They'd attend events where the former teammates would relive their glory days. But Shamsky knew that those opportunities wouldn't last forever. He had heard that Tom Seaver was suffering from Lyme disease, which was affecting his memory. He called shortstop Bud Harrelson, Tom's friend and roommate on the road. Harrelson lived on Long Island and was in the early stages of Alzheimer's.
We thought it would be a good idea for him to go out there and see Tom.
So in late 2016, Shamsky decided to organize a visit to see Tom Seaver, who lived with his wife Nancy at their Calistoga, California vineyard estate. Shamsky also recruited former Mets outfielder Ron Swoboda, who lived in New Orleans, and pitcher Jerry Kuzman, who lived in the Midwest.
The two of them were just characters. I knew that if I got them together, I could stir some memories and stir some interesting conversation.
Shamsky called Nancy Seaver and asked if they could visit Tom for a couple days.
And she said, you know, you might come out here and he might not feel too good and it might be a wasted trip.
Shamsky and the gang decided to risk it anyway. In May of 2017, the group arrived at the airport in San Francisco. They hopped in a rented van and headed north to Napa Valley. That evening, as they neared the Seaver home in Calistoga, Shamsky called Nancy to tell her they were almost there. She said,
it's late today. I don't think it's a good idea.
Shamsky and his teammates stayed that night at a nearby hotel. They had no idea if they'd be able to see Tom Seaver before they had to drive back to San Francisco and fly home.
And the next day, I called her and she said, you guys are in luck. He's feeling pretty good today. Get over here as soon as you can. Physically, he looked great, and it was just awesome for all of us to sit around and talk. And we spent 8 or 9 hours just reminiscing and talking about the team and talk about things that were important to us.
Seaver took Shamsky, Harrelson, Swoboda, and Kuzman on a tour of the vineyard. For 2 decades, Seaver and his wife Nancy had lived on their 116-acre estate. They now produce about 500 cases of Cabernet Sauvignon per year. Seaver told the guys that he tended his vines every single day.
And he showed us what he does to help prepare the grapes for the wine. And he loved being out in the vineyards, and he loved that part of his life.
Seaver pruned grapevines as they walked, and he told them all about irrigation, cultivation, and the business of winemaking. Seaver seemed just fine to his old teammates. On the last day of their visit, Seaver suggested lunch at a downtown Calistoga restaurant. His Lyme disease kept him from traveling much.
And so I figured he was going to hop a ride with us in the van that we rented. He said, no, I'll drive. And he looks at me and Svoboda, and I don't think both of us were real crazy about that idea.
The Seaver Vineyard is on the side of a mountain. The road to town is windy and treacherous. Shamsky and company wondered if Seaver would forget the directions, or worse. But Seaver prevailed, and after a long, slow crawl down the mountain, they arrived at the restaurant.
He's like the king there. He walked in, got a couple bottles of wine, and it was really good wine.
For the record, it wasn't Seaver's, which retails for $150 to $350 a bottle, depending on the vintage.
Yeah, we wanted to taste his wine, but I guess a cheapskate didn't want to give us any of his wine.
They talked for several more hours. Shamsky says Seaver remembered a lot about the Mets' 1969 season.
Oh, he did. He did. He remembered about the playoffs, and it was just wonderful. You have these relationships and you have these feelings for guys. They're your brothers. You won with them and you lost with them. But you shared this golden moment.
They talked for several more hours, poring over details as only ex-teammates can. And then Seaver asked a question. Are you guys here to see the vineyard? After lunch, it was time to leave.
We kind of said goodbye out in the parking lot of the restaurant, and all of us felt a little twinge because you get to a certain age, and it wasn't just about Tom saying goodbye, it was about all of us. And so when we said goodbye, it was bittersweet.
Shamsky returned home to Manhattan and began work on a book about the 1969 Mets and the trip to visit Seaver. And then on March 7th of this year, there was bad news. Seaver had been diagnosed with dementia. His family announced that Seaver had made his last public appearance. He'll spend the time he has left with family at his Napa Valley estate.
That's like a kick in the gut.
The Mets will honor members of the 1969 team during a three-game series against Atlanta next weekend. Shamsky says he'll be there with many of his former Mets teammates. He's looking forward to it, but he can't help thinking about Tom Seaver.
I don't know if he'll make it. I really don't.
He does know. But can you blame Art Shamsky if he can't bring himself to rule out the possibility of just one more golden moment, one more conversation full of happy memories with his friend Tom Seaver?
That's Only a Game's Gary Wallach. Art Shamsky's new book is After the Miracle, The Lasting Brotherhood of the 69 Mets. It's co-authored by Eric Sherman, who was also on the trip to see Tom Seaver.